And that was great. And but it doesn't feed you. And at a certain point, when I had just been struggling in New York, and enjoying the struggle, but just
at some point, though, it's still a struggle, right?
Yeah. And you got to make a living. You start getting concerned. What am I going to? Have I made a horrible decision with my life? Like, what am I doing? How? I know that there are sacrifices that you make. You make choices about your life. If I choose this this path over here, I'm not setting myself up so much to maybe have a family, because what are you going to do? Like, you can barely provide for yourself. You can't drag kids into this. And then when I had an opportunity, things shifted in New York for me. I had a play that was produced by Michael Imperioli's theater company, a little place called Studio Dante, that he kind of took his Sopranos money and invested in theater.
He's an actor on the great HBO series, The Sopranos.
Yeah. He played Christopher, and great, just a great, great, smart guy, great guy. Really gave me a huge break. And that production turned things around for me, got me noticed a little bit. I got a nice review in the Times, and all of a sudden it was like, are you interested in writing for television? And I was like, I am interested in making a living as a writer, whatever that means, because I'd written copy, on the side for as a freelance ad guy, and that's kind of where it started. And then I had the opportunity, I submitted some stuff to Weeds. They're like, do you watch the show Weeds? And I said, yeah, every week I watch
this.
This
is
show.
A series that aired on Showtime.
Yep.
Big hit.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mary Louise Parker, Jenji Cohen created it. And her, I'll give her a plug. Her new show, Orange is the New Black, is coming out on Netflix. And it's supposed to be great.
I just read a really favorable review of that in The New Yorker, actually.
I'm looking for
it. Raving about it.
Jenji's great. I mean, she's so just her, the way she thinks about life, the way she approaches things. And just, I can't wait to see it. I just expect big things. And I'm sure they'll, they'll be better. And what a great training ground for me. I mean, to go from not having any television experience to be given this opportunity to work on Weeds. And Jenji is a boss who says, go do. Get out there. Get out on set. Learn everything that's here. The doors are open. It's on you to do it. We want you to do the work. The opportunities are there. So you can sit in your office and just type if you want to be an introverted writer and not speak to anybody. But if you want to learn how these things work, how what the relationship between the actors and the crew, between the director and the cinematographer, how, if you want to figure that out, get down there, talk to the people, and make it happen.
Because you've anticipated my next question, and that is really the main difference between writing for the stage and writing for the television. You've mentioned some of it. There's a lot that goes on TV that obviously you can't do on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, it's and the brevity. I mean, you can't in theater, you're getting to these gut wrenching emotional moments, and that might take you 30 minutes in one long scene. In television, you don't have that luxury. I mean, if you're lucky enough to work in a format that is premium cable where there are no commercials, that's an advantage to a writer because you can create a different momentum. I worked on Friday Night Lights that had commercials. I loved that show. It was an honor to write on that show. I've had great network experiences too. It's just it's different, and time is essential. You just don't have as much time as you'd like. There are things you have to adhere to. And so even though you do get now to blow things up and to cut away to those speeding cars and have those crazy things happen, there's also now a new rigor in terms of the time you have to do it and the velocity you have to achieve quickly.
But dialogue is still key.
But dialogue is the king. I mean, a lot of people would say – I honestly find that my experiences in television, working with actors, being on set, working with the crews, it reminds me of theater. I mean, I think it's really collaborative. I think the best stuff is hugely collaborative. You work with writers in a room. You're all sitting around tossing out ideas, working off each other's stuff. You can't be precious about your own writing. You have to be kind of like nuts and bolts about it. We got to make this work. It has to be right. If I can't do it, one of us in the room has to take a shot at this and get it done. So, same thing with being on set, communicating with the actors to find the best ways. Is there a way to do this? I remember we had this idea for a scene in Weeds, and we're getting ready to shoot it. And I had a bunch of yammer yammer written in there, Mary Louise Parker, fabulous, right? Amazing actor, comes up to me and says, I know what you're after here. I think, can I show you something? I think I can do it with let me just show you something. And then she goes ahead and does make some physical choices, just doing some simple things that told the entire story, the entire emotion that I was after without the words. So then you go, yes, let's do that. Let's cut what I wrote and you do your thing. And then that, I think that's, you know, great things can come out of that.
I think one of the things that mystifies me about writing for television is that there isn't a writer usually. There are several.
Yeah.
And like a playwright is a playwright. He or she writes their play.
Yep.
But a TV show has all these writers in a room or on set who are collaborating. How do you decide? How do you weed the carrot patch there?
I've had experiences where things were very ordered and very structured, and we're like, you know, first we'll do this, then we'll do this, then we'll do this, and so forth, and then our cake will be baked, you know. And then there's other things where it's like, the party starts in 5 minutes. Did anybody make a cake? Did anybody, you know, oh my God. And getting it done that way too. So it just comes, you just have, I think ultimately it comes down to the people there that I've been fortunate enough to work with are just talented people, and they just love what they do. And you're in that, it's just fun. It's so much fun to bounce the ideas around and to figure out the stories and it's all about, I think, what's the best idea, not who has the best idea. It's like that best idea can come from anyone. We don't care. It doesn't matter. But let's make sure we get the best one. And let's pursue that with all of our collective talent to raise it, you know?
There's no pressure to be brilliant.
Oh, there's always. There's a lot of pressure to be brilliant because, you know, you're not going to get paid. Otherwise, you might find your career a bit truncated if the brilliance isn't there. But I think the pressure is great. I think that kind of pressure, it can be a positive because you are constantly striving to do the best version that you can do. And if you have a show going into a show like Weeds, where I was a fan already, you know, and I'm thinking, man, I better not do something to mess this up because this is a little piece of genius here, you know, or going on to something like Friday Night Lights. I mean, this show is beloved. If I screw this up, I am a bad, bad, bad person. So, I, you know, when I approach going into those things and you really feel an obligation to sustain, you know, the greatness that's come before, it's on you to really, you know, do well. I mean, I can't imagine if having, you know, a show, going on a show like a Sopranos or The Wire or, you know, some of these great epic TV shows, I would think it would be daunting because, you know, you really got to make sure you don't drop the ball.
This is a heyday, isn't it, of television for cable, especially. All the shows you mentioned, except for Friday Night Lights, are on cable. And the standard of excellence, it seems, in television has risen in terms of some of those cable television programs. Of course, there's a lot of dreck out there as well. But still, it seems like it's a heyday, isn't it?
I think so. Across the board, there are things. There are so many different – it's rough because a place like HBO is a great place to work because there's so much freedom, so much you know, you can really take some chances. But you look at, you know, AMC's got Walking Dead out now, right? And that's taking some chances.
The Killing is a great series.
The Killing, yeah. The people, I think they're always looking to go wherever the greatness is. Sometimes it's just a little. There are restrictions, and when you're an your revenue is based on advertising. You gotta, you know, you have a little different, slightly different rules, I think, that you have to play by.
You're in a profession that can be lucrative, but it's also boom and bust, isn't it? I mean, the shows do go off the air eventually. Some are canceled. Some just run their natural course. And then you have no guarantee that you're going to have another hit.
The last two shows I worked on were canceled. I worked on Prime Suspect, which was an
NBC. With Maria Bella.
Yeah. And talk about another great actor. I mean, that amazing cast on that show, top to bottom. I mean, I've been really, really fortunate. I can't be said enough. I don't mean to repeat myself, but I've worked with just amazing actors, and that's and amazing writers, amazing directors. But you can't overstate the importance of having that great cast that you can feed off of. But Prime Suspect, you know, based on a great BBC show, right? And then that just didn't catch at the network. We just couldn't get the viewership up, the number of eyeballs that we needed to stay on the air. You know, in the same situation with Last Resort, you know, it's a great show, great concept, and just couldn't get there.
Do you pitch shows as well? And are you in the process of doing that?
I am actually. I just was fortunate enough to sell a piece of a property to Homebox off to HBO. I just finished a draft of that script of the pilot for this show, and then that's now going over to them to see what they think about it.
A drama or a comedy?
It's a drama, yeah, an hour drama. And it's kind of, for me, it involves a lot of experiences. It's almost, I guess I would call it, it's a family drama. It takes place in a small town and could be Eastern Montana, Wyoming, coal mining town. And it's kind of it's got a Friday Night Lights for adults feel, like, without the, I loved working on Friday Night Lights. I loved delving into that high school experience. You know, what does that mean? But there's a certain, you know, on NBC, there's certain things you can't get into that you might like to get into that you think are true to life. And so in this show, I look forward to being able to get into those things as a family life of those conflicts within generations and you know, economic strife, and really being able to take an honest look at that and in a way that you can on HBO. Yeah.
Well, we hope it gets picked up.
Yeah, me too.
And we get to see it. And I have been speaking with Ron Fitzgerald, who is a television writer and also a playwright, and he's in Missoula to participate in this week's Missoula Colony, which is a week-long training for aspiring playwrights and writers. And Ron, it's just been really fun to talk to you and get a behind-the-TV screen look at what writers actually do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's always, I love coming to Missoula. I have always loved it, and I love being part of the colony here at the U. And it's just a magical opportunity. It meant a lot to me in my career, and I think it really helped me get to where I am, and hopefully will continue to help me get further. But I'm very happy with where I am right now. I couldn't ask for more, and I never would have seen it coming.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.